Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Low Down and Dirty, presented by Garage Talk Live, the place to get the lowdown on dirt track racing from the greater Northeast and beyond. We plan on getting you up to speed and informed on all the latest news in the world of dirt track racing. From the mile at Syracuse to the bull rings of the Midwest, we've got you covered. So get ready for the fastest hour on Blog Talk Radio, and here with their elbows up and the loud pedal down, your hosts, Joe Adams and Brian Whippy Whitman.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Lowdown and Dirty. It's Tuesday night again, February 25th edition of Lowdown and Dirty. And to my left is the ever-popular, the Binghamton Bullet himself, Mr. Whippy Brian Whitman. How you doing, Whip?
Good. How you doing, Captain?
All right. The Captain's doing good tonight.
Good.
We got a great show lined up tonight.
Yeah. We're going to get some love to New York State.
We're going to be talking to some people in New York State, which is a nice thing. Carl Spoonhour from Thunder Mountain is going to be with us later on. First up, we're going to have our good friend John Willman.
Underdog.
The underdog. Yeah. John's a great guy, and he's going to be talking about his gig for this coming year.
Yeah, he got big news.
Does.
Yeah, big news. So, but hey, if you were fortunate enough to go to Florida, you got some racing in.
We didn't get to Florida. We got to the Wingman tonight.
Yep.
Wingman Bar and Grill here in East Greenville, PA. If you're local, come on down and see us.
Yeah, we got a couple people here, so come on in and hang out.
We've got some of the regulars here. Could use some more, so come on out and hang out with us. Love to have you.
It's not that cold.
No, it's not that cold.
You know, it's not that cold.
So, Florida.
Yeah, Dirt Modified's got some action in.
Sure did.
And we'll start. How about Wednesday night? We'll go Wednesday, work our way from Wednesday to Saturday.
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah. This was kind of a shocker here. This was kind of like, I don't think anybody's seen this one coming. That Justin Harris picks up the opening night big block modified win.
No. I mean, you saw it after, when did they time trial? They time trial on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
He was fast.
He was hooked. Yeah.
He was fast in warm-ups that night.
But, I mean, he picked up the big win. He won $2,000. In second place was this is a name you're probably going to hear a lot, I think, this year. It's Anthony Perego.
I think 19, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's 19 years old, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he finished second on Wednesday night. And then this is a name you probably, I don't know if you ever heard of this guy, Billy Pouch. Yeah, that's right. Billy Pouch was down in Florida.
First time for a lot of years, I believe.
Yeah, and he finished third. And fourth place was Matt Shepard. And that was fourth place. And fifth place was Mr. Dale Plank, the planker. And sixth was Stuart Friesen. So
Eminem
in the house. So Broadway Brett finished eighth. That's terrible. But so that was Wednesday night. And then they ran again Thursday night. And I picked Broadway to win Thursday night, but that didn't work.
What made you want to pick him?
I don't know. I just felt like Broadway was ready to win.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that didn't happen. But for Thursday night's win, it was Eminem, Stuart Friesen.
Yeah.
Picked up the win. Yeah. Pete Britner, that's the Australian.
Back from down under.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he finished second. Third, right down Broadway, Brett Hearn. And fourth was Justin Harris again. So there it is. Two nights in a row, he's got top fives.
So is he going to be a force to be reckoned with this year?
Yeah.
I don't know. Where's his regular Saturday night gig?
I want to say Canandaigua.
Okay.
Up north, up that way. I can't say for sure.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, you did, though.
I know.
But it's what I do. Yeah, you did good on that when you got me. You know? So, and then fifth was Matt Shepard. So there's another one. Matt Shepard was up there. And then sixth was Billy Pouch. And, hey, seventh place. Billy Van Wid. All right, here we go. I'm going to kill this kid's name again. Our buddy, Billy
Van Wigan. Billy Van Wigan. Billy V.
Yeah, Billy V.
More affectionately known as. Yeah.
Yeah, Billy V. He finished seventh, so hats off to Billy. That's cool. You know? So, and then they ran again. See, they had four nights of racing, but they only got three in. So Thursday night, it didn't happen.
Thursday night got rained out.
And I can't figure this out.
No. Friday night got rained out.
Yeah, Friday night. See, they needed a weather rock Friday night.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Nobody had one.
Did not consult with you. No.
Yeah, they didn't. I could have sold them one, you know. Yeah, I could have sold them a weather rock. But then on they ran Saturday. Saturday was finals, which, that's when the big money's on the line.
Big Gator.
50 lapper. And in for the win, in a brand new ride, brand new team, from Waterloo, New York, Mr. Matt Shepard, Super Matt. Second was Eminem, Stuart Friesen. Third, Jimmy Phelps. So that's teammates. Matt Shepard.
Yeah.
And fourth place was right down Broadway, Mr. Brett Hearn. And fifth place was Mr. Billy Pouch. So Pouchy had a pretty good weekend down there. Three nights, top fives.
It was surprising for me. He was very consistent all week.
Yeah.
Did very well.
And Mandy Pouch did a blog thing all weekend down all week down there.
Yeah, did you catch that on what is that? It was on DTH's website.
Yeah.
She posted like these editorial commentary things, and the girl can write.
She can write. Mandy Pouch can write. Hats off to Mandy. That was a very good job on her part. Hats off.
I thought so. If you have a chance to go check that out,
yeah,
it's worthwhile. Worthwhile reading
the
Pouches, back.
They got more than just racing in their blood. You know?
They got talent.
Yeah, Mandy did good on that. So hats off to Mandy Pouch for that. And that was your modifies. I kind of find it a little interesting that they only run for $2,000.
Now, if those were late models, that would be...
It'd be $10,000.
For Saturday, for sure. Maybe even $28,000 for Saturday.
Oh, yeah. For Saturday. But, probably 20. Yeah. And on a regular night, would have probably, like, Wednesday might have been 8.
Might have been 8.
Yeah.
You know?
But
even NDRL gets $5,000 for that show.
Grand. Travel all the way down to Florida. All that expense. In a hauler. Hotel rooms. Place to stay. Eat food. For $2,000? Is it worth it?
World Racing League, step up.
You know what? Maybe we need to put a call into the World Racing Group and get some of them gentlemen on the show one night.
You got a number?
I certainly probably do. You know?
Okay.
Tom Deere, stand by. Whippy will be calling. Yep.
World Racing Group?
Yep.
This is Whippy.
This is Whippy. Mm-hmm.
And this is how it is.
Yep. This is how I roll. But, yeah, we're going to have to get them on because that's $2,000, man. $5,000 for a 50-lapper.
You know, we got 5 extra laps for the late models at Grandview. I think we can do this.
Yeah. We're going to work on this dirt, guys. We are going to get your purse raised from low down to 30. We got 5 laps for late models at Grandview.
We can do this.
We can do this. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll be at Middletown, so maybe we'll start from there, you know. So
you got to make those kind of pleas in person, probably.
Yeah.
So
that's just my step towards to introduce myself to Mr. Deere when I crash his victory lanes at World Finals. Yep. He'll know who I am.
Yeah. I'm with me.
Yeah.
Hear me roar.
Oh, crap. Here comes Whippy.
We weren't ready for this.
Yeah, you weren't ready for this, were you? You know? So, we need to step up that money. I mean, it's cool to go down there. Last time I went down to Florida was probably in the 80s. You know? Down for that.
And it is a happening, you know? And it's a...
Yeah. St. Augustine Speedway was still going.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but hey, and then we're supposed to be racing this Saturday.
Should be.
And as my buddy Eric says, we are racing Saturday.
Wait,
I hate to break his news.
Is he being that positive, or is he just a knucklehead?
He's being positive. He ain't shooting for 50-50. He's going 90%. We're running.
They go against Mother Nature. They're not afraid.
So Lincoln's going to open Saturday, but New Egypt has pushed their opener, which is the March Madness show,
right
back a week.
Back a week. They've already announced that.
And Nick and them last week, Nick and Pete even said that on the show last week. They said, you know, hey, let's think about this, you know.
While you mentioning Nick had a untimely death of a real good friend, and we'd like to pass out our condolences to Nick and his friends.
Nick, we're thinking of you, buddy.
Unfortunate that that has happened, and we're thinking of you, Nick. We really are, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
But him and Pete basically said this last week that, you know, doesn't look good.
No, it don't look good. And I don't want to tell, I'm not going to look at Eric, but I don't think it's going to happen Saturday.
No,
I really don't. You know,
no.
I mean, I hope it does. Don't get me wrong.
You know, Eric will just have to wake
up. Quit shopping for 600 micros and buy one, would you?
The apprentice is over here at the table next to us, running sound for the assembly, and he shopped for micros at the same time.
Yeah,
you know. And
the most recent deal he got, it even comes with a motor. This one. So just buy one. Be done with it.
Might as well.
Yeah. So New Egypt pushed it back a week.
Right.
I think Lincoln will be pushing it back too.
Two.
Yeah. So
2 weeks.
Majority rules, you're out.
Yeah.
So
you'd be real lucky to get anything going March 8th. So March 8th comes along. Okay.
Yep.
And New Egypt.
In Lincoln.
Lincoln open at the same time.
I'm going to Lincoln.
Going south.
Sorry, Nick. I'm going to Lincoln. I missed Lincoln opener in probably 12 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I'm not missing Lincoln. I know that. Mm-hmm. Buy that car and be done with it, damn it. The one you showed me the other night. You're getting cheaper. The season's getting closer. Yeah. So, guys want to get rid of them. But, hey, now we also got kicking. Now it's mall show time.
It is mall show. Yep.
So get out if you got cabin fever and you want to see race cars.
Yeah.
You've got your shot.
You do.
You got the Reading Mall Show going on right now.
Right.
And then next week is Coventry.
Peaburg. No?
And Peaburg Mall.
Yeah.
Yep. And this weekend, up you northerners in southern tier, upstate New York, is the Speed World race car show going on at the Oakdale Mall in Johnson City, New York. The originating start the show called Race World, Center Court,
and
probably 1980.
And who would have started that show, Whip?
Race World Bob Whitman, Pops. And I'm going up Sunday to pass out an award in honor of my dad for best appearing car at that show. And I just want to thank Danny Harpel, Andrew Harpel, and Mr. Stolarstick from Stolarstick Chevrolet. Pretty good plug, huh?
Oh, very nice. Very well done.
So,
that was almost professional.
Mr. Stolarstick puts on the show still, so the commercial. If you want a new Chevy, go to Whitney Point, New York, and pick yourself up a Chevy at Stolarstick Chevrolet.
And tell them.
And tell them Whippy sent you. Yeah, so that's cool. So, yeah, I'm going up Sunday. I'm going to go up and see Mom. I'm excited, you know.
Say hi to Mom
for us. Yeah, I will. And give out an award in honor of my dad, which is pretty cool.
That is very good.
Yeah.
That's so mighty stand-up-ish about you. Way to
yeah,
go.
I like to keep dad in honor of dad, you know. And Braille, Dale keeps it going, too, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So.
And here we are, Tuesday the 25th, and it's open wheel night over at the Legendary Union Car Show in Reading Fairgrounds. So if you're not here or not listening, you better be there.
You should be there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And Wednesday.
Say hi to the queen for us.
You can do that. Say hi to the queen for us. Tammy's there racing radio cars, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, and then Wednesday night is Jeffrey Hogue Realtor Action Track USA Kutztown Small Car Night.
Woo!
Yeah. A lot to say, a lot to get through.
You might have to practice that one.
You might have to practice that one. Kutztown Fairgrounds, they're highlighting all their stuff there, and I think they'll have some Applebee's activities after the races, after...
Like a guest bartenders?
Guest bartenders that night. Then we... Oh, I flipped
Thursday.
The wrong... Thursday, yeah, Thursday.
Is Modified Madness.
Modified Madness night, yeah.
Which would be your 358, big blocks, small blocks, any modified, local speedways. More guest bartending at Applebee's.
Yep.
And Alley Model Racing begins at 6 p.m.
Say hi to Mike Feltenberger for us.
Yes. Give a shout-out to Mike Feltenberger for us. And then Friday night, that's the night we're all going down. Low Down and Dirty is going to be in the house.
Yes, we are.
We're going down to salute 25 years of Thunder on the Hill.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Yep. So in honor of Bob Miller and Mr. Bruce Rogers, they're going to honor them, which is cool.
The Best of Show award for Don Mark's Memorial Award is going to be handed out that night. Guest bartending again.
Again, Applebee's is rocking.
Yeah.
You know? So, and then Saturday, which would be March 1st, which if you're not at Lincoln Speedway, you could go there for Reading Fairgrounds Speedway Reunion 35 years later. And more Alley Model rates at 10 a.m. If you're not going to Lincoln. But
right.
The looks on my buddy Eric's face, we're going to Lincoln.
You might be going for a drive.
We might be the only ones there, but, Guru will be with us. Yeah.
We'll do laps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, hey, this is pretty cool. Guess who's leading the points in the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series right now? Tied. Two former Pennsylvania drivers.
Let me guess. Paul McMahon's one of them?
Yeah. And the champ from 2013.
In the Flying Nine, Darren Pittman.
Darren Pittman. Are leading the tide for the points. As they head to what, Vegas next? Right? Vegas, yeah, Vegas. And then
they're going to Vegas.
Then Arizona, and then the Western swing, the Cali swing.
The Cali, yeah.
Yeah, we're going out to Cali. You know? So, but yeah, Pittman, Pogman, Pittman leading the points. And opening night winner, Brad Sweet, friends of ours, Mr. George Lux, is car crew chief on that. Brad Sweet ride is currently third. And Mr. Schatz is 11 points behind. Never count out that guy. You know? It must have been photo day for all these sprint car shops. You see on Facebook today?
You see all those smiling faces?
Yeah, all their pretty faces. They had all shiny cars and
Slicked up.
Austin Stewart had his all set up, and then Schatz had him and Kinzer, and then he looked down later and Casey Kahane's team was all lined up. You know? Yeah.
Kahane.
You know? Yeah. So, I guess we got to mention this. All must be good in the world.
All's good in the world.
Because
it's not because heating the motors.
No, because they heating the motors. Some dude, go Junior! He won the Daytona 500. He's all over the TV today. So if you didn't know he won, just pay attention to TV. He's all over it.
The poor guy got like an hour and a half of sleep Sunday night, you know?
Yeah.
And then right away, first thing in the morning, he's on NASCAR Live. He's on, you know, he's on the Sirius panel.
Does he get paid for that, or is that just part of winning?
I think that's part of the gig, you know?
Oh, I demand money. I would demand money.
But he doesn't make enough, you know?
Yeah. You know? How come he don't own a sprint car team yet?
That is a good point.
You know?
Why doesn't he own a racetrack someplace?
Yeah, why don't he own a racetrack or something?
You know, he should at least have a dirt late model.
Yeah, he should have a dirt late model. Apparently the trucks are going back to Eldora.
That's going to be nice.
That was a good one.
That was
but you know who needs to run the water truck before that race? Me.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, I did note on your Facebook page this week that Bridgeport was looking for a water truck guy.
I don't think they've seen a curb that big ever at Bridgeport if I'm there.
Oh,
you know?
There's a shelf there of about a foot.
Yeah.
With,
and it'll be on the wall.
Yeah. Not minimal fluff out to the wall.
Yeah. Minimal fluff, you know. But, yeah, don't – I mean, because I do have experience behind the wheel of a water truck. You know?
With the keys in the ignition.
Keys in it. Don't ever leave the keys in it. I couldn't believe that day. I yelled right at Eric, the keys are in it. I could have had it.
But you might
if you want to be a water truck driver, man, for a speedway, here's your shot. And you want to be at Bridgeport every, you know, Saturday because you're going to be wanted there. You're going to be needed there on a Saturday. You could apply for that job.
Yeah.
You know, probably get a hold of Keith Hoffman and,
get a hold
and Dan
Keith.
Solano.
Yep.
Pimp and apply for it. I'm betting you don't got a big, you know, a big resume for it.
Their contact information is on their website.
Yeah. You just probably got to be able to handle a hose and drive a stick shift and start a generator.
Yeah.
I don't think you need that much experience.
Keith doesn't like his tracks real wet.
Well, then I can't go. I can't apply.
He doesn't like them real wet.
Yeah. I've learned, though, while watching that. You know who's a master? Is that Kenny Rogers?
He's a master.
Surfacing. Him and Fred Putman down in Lincoln.
Yeah. So now I've been told, though, this Mr. Carl Spoonhow is quite a gifted track preparer.
Yes. He's a groomer.
He's a groomer.
He's a groomer. Yeah, he's a groomer. Mm-hmm. So
we might have to talk to him about that.
Yep. So, yeah, we're going to get excited for that.
All right, Whip, let's zip through the rest of this stuff because we're going to have John Willman coming up here.
We got sprint cars and modifieds returning to New Egypt Speedway for the second annual Rush Hour, Jersey Rush doubleheader, Tuesday, August 19th. That'd be a good show.
We went. I haven't missed that show in like a couple years, and that was 2 years ago.
That was a killer show last year.
It was a killer show last year.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that'll be good. And this is pretty cool. I like this one. World Racing Group. And here's the man again, Tom Deere. They're going to make a mandatory containment seat. And tethers on the front axles, and that's all good.
Yep. And torsion bar stops, all mandatory by, April. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you ain't got it, you better get it.
Better get it and get it on.
If you're a four-ton sprint car guy, which I don't understand why you wouldn't have a full containment seat anyways, if they're out there, you know.
I mean, could be a little wacky if you're...
There's some stubborn old mules out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? But...
Even Freddie had gone to a full containment seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, think back to the days of just aluminum tin can seat.
Yeah.
You know? And hey, there's more drivers are getting race speedsters.
Yeah. That field's going to be pretty stout out there again, right?
If everybody who was there last year comes back, jeepers, Christmas. Plus we keep bringing like Frank Cozy. Is that Earl Paulus?
Yep.
Earl Paulus?
Yep.
Pancake Modified Earl Paulus?
Yep. Yep.
And Richie Pratt?
Yep.
Richie Pratt will test the walls at Kutztown.
Kyle Weiss?
Yeah. Kyle. Now, that's pretty cool, you know.
Yep.
But, yeah, Richie Pratt's pretty exciting on a little track, so I think Richie Pratt might, hang on there.
So they're going to be joining guys like Kenny Brightbill, Pouch, Eckert, Ooh. Blank, Mahaney, Raymer, Strunk, all dicing it out.
It's going to be rocking on a Wednesday.
For $2,000 a week. If you're close to Kutztown and you haven't caught that show, you have missed something. So
it's worth it on a Wednesday night. I mean, Richie Tobias and Doug Rowe, they do a hell of a job down there. So
hats May 12th, season opener. Yep.
May 12th.
May 12th.
Oh, it's the day before Whippy Day.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Whippy Day is the day after. But, hey, and then we'll let people read about that Pouchy thing.
You know?
He just got himself a new crew chief. Billy Pouch got a new crew chief who used to help Brian Godon, which used to kind of like be black hat, white hat,
arch nemesis.
And now here's one. Our Lowdown and Dirty race meter has gone up a couple.
He sure has.
In the past couple weeks.
He's electric.
He is. And he picks up the first time ever at East Bay Speedway. Mr. Alex Bright, ARDC Midget Champion.
Champion.
Picks up the win. In
a driving standout. He wasn't a When was he a champion?
I couldn't imagine running a 600 micro with a wing around East Bay. That's fast.
He likes it fast.
They fly. So hats off to him.
Kyle Lick was down there, too.
Yep, he ran good. Lick ran good. Hats off to them guys, man. And then, hey, USAC makes a shot down at Bubba Speedway. And but they get three nights in.
They got two out of three in.
Two out of three, yeah. So first night was Brady Bacon picked up the first season USAC sprint car. Tracy Hines, Dave Darlin, Shane Cottle.
The Throttle.
Chase Stockton, Justin Grant, Brian Clawson was 7th.
BC.
Mark Smith, 16th.
There he is.
Yep. And then on Saturday night, the Lowdown and Dirty race meter goes up again with
the Bullet,
Brian Clawson.
Noblesville, Indiana.
Picked up the big win. So hats off to him. If I went down to Florida again, that's where I'd want to go. That's where I'd want to go.
To the USAC show.
USAC show. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then over at East Bay for the 360s. I've been to this before. 2004, I went to this show.
They had 53 cars sign in.
They rock. And Wayne Johnson picked up the big win.
That was Thursday night.
So, yeah, that's a hell of a field of cars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Friday.
Friday.
Let's see. Wayne Johnson again. Parker Price Miller won on Thursday night.
Yeah,
Wayne Johnson won
kid.
On Friday. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Just a 15-year-old kid from Kokomo, Indiana.
15 years old.
Yeah. And who was wrenching for him that night? Rick Frickle.
Oh, yeah? He used to wrench for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
By this time, he was dismissed.
Yeah, he was dismissed from the 83.
Right. And then went out that night.
And said, here, boys... And he put it on the 83.
Put it on the 83. Young Parker Price Miller just hammered him.
Yep, so you got to love that.
That was sweet.
And then Saturday night, the main went to Wayne Johnson again.
Yeah, I think Wayne Johnson took the title.
And then second, Rico Abreu.
Abreu from our California.
Terry McCarl, double down Jason Sides, who needs to lose weight. And sixth place was Christopher Bell. Seventh was Jack Hodenchild. Eighth, our very own Greg Hodnett. And ninth, Danny Smith. Tenth, Danny Lasosk.
There you have it.
There you have it. Hey, Grammy's going to have RCN TV again.
So it's been written.
Once again, it will be.
Yep. They're going to start off April 12th at 7 to 358. Notifieds and late models and sportsman stock cars will be featured.
Awesome. Once a month, they're going to be on TV.
Once a month, they'll be there again. TV dates include the May 17th, June 21st, June 22nd, July 19th, and August 9th. So that's a nice little deal for Grandview and RCN.
Yep.
I think that's been popular.
I used to be able to watch myself on TV.
used to. Okay. It marks the 14th season.
That's incredible.
I wonder if it's the longest-running continuous racing show in the country.
In the Northeast. There's no more this week on dirt.
Yeah, that might have a record there. All right, hey.
All right, we're going to get the underdog.
We're going to go get the underdog. We're going to run some, sell some product here. See if we can get our buddy John Willman on to talk to us, and we'll be back after a bit.
For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike. Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product. Place right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here in-house at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A, and the A will love you back. For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering LLC has been providing... Cadence Candle is a family-owned company that makes the finest quality hand-poured candles you'll find anywhere, in many different colors, sizes, and scents. They use only the best wax and scents to ensure your candle performs to its very best, each and every time. Cadence uses a unique blend of hybrid wax that consists of a 50% soy and a 50% paraffin mixture, enabling the best of both worlds in candle making. The soy base is to ensure a cleaner burn while being environmentally friendly, and the paraffin is used to achieve a great scent throw and the ability to add color nicely, giving those bright, vibrant colors that catch your eyes. Cadence Candles carries a wide variety of gel candles as well. Need a fundraiser for your school or church? Candles make a great item to use for fundraisers for any type of function you may have. Give Cadence Candles a call at 610-960-5677 or find them on the web at www.cadencecandles.com. And for all you Facebook users, be sure to like them at Facebook at facebook.com/Cadence Candle.
Hey, hey, everybody, this is your old pal Clarence on behalf of Low Down and Dirty. We're going to be talking about some wings tonight here from the Wingman Bar and Grill, located over here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. The Wingman Bar and Grill serves the freshest, mild, hot, suicide, and tough guy wings if you can handle them. They also have a nice menu of hot and cold subs, pizza, wraps, and panini. The Wingman also has 12 beers on tap and a large selection of cold takeout beer. In addition to the fine eat-in dining experience, a large takeout menu, a wide assortment of beers on tap, the Wingman Bar and Grill also holds special events and entertainment such as Texas Hold'em Poker, trivia, karaoke, and from time to time they even have some live bands. Take advantage of Wingman's outdoor seating for the summer. Enjoy the summertime. The restaurant and bar open daily from 11:30 a.m. on up at about to 2 a.m. and a bar menu be available at the 10 p.m. So be sure to check out their website for weekly chef specials. You can find them at the web at www.wingmanbarandgrill.com. You can also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Wingman Bar and Grill. The Wingman Bar and Grill has been voted best wings in Philly for 4 years in a row. Also voted best burger in 2010. For takeout service, call in your order at area code 267-923-5067. Stop on by and bring some friends and make a night of it. The Wingman Bar and Grill is located at the shops at Upper Hanover in downtown East Greenville, PA. Stop on in. Clarence will be over there eating some wings and chowing down. Grab a beer and have some fun. Let's all go to the Wingman in East Greenville.
I'm Billy Dunn, and when I'm not on the loud pedal, I'm listening to Lowdown and Dirty.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Hey, folks. We're back here. Lowdown and Dirty. It's the Wingman in East Greenville. Come on out, get yourself some wings. Have a cocktail, bar, drink, food, chicken wings.
Us,
Low Down and Dirty. Eric Scott, Whippy, you know. And on the line now with us is Mr. Number 74, Mr. John Willman, 358 Wheeling NASCAR Modified Driver. Pretty good, huh? How you doing, John?
Good, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Hey, we're talking offline. You got to take your trailer out this week so you can get it, the car in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's happening to a lot of drivers right now, probably. Cause
everybody's buried in, and everything's going slow to get cars together because it's hard getting anywhere. And like I need sheet metal to build the body we're working on now, and that's been getting put off and put off and put off because the guy was snowed in, and then he couldn't get his delivery of the metal, and now he's out of the metal, so I'm going to get that tomorrow.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Now here you go. This just shows you the kind of guy John Willman is. He's one of those guys that still builds his own bodies.
Mm-hmm.
That right,
yeah, there's
John?
Not too much that leaves the shop. Everything pretty much gets done here other than the motors go out, get freshened up, and the steering boxes go out. Pretty much everything else stays here.
Wow.
Bodies get built here, rears get built here, transmissions, everything. Front clips, back clips, whatever repairs, it all gets done here.
So when you order a car...
Can't afford to take it out anywhere else.
Right. So when you order a car, you basically just say, give me a frame.
Yes. When we get a used car or a new car or whatever, I just get a bare frame and that's it, and we go from there. I just don't get bodies or anything.
Not even, you know, it's not like he even buys a roller.
Yeah. No. Oh, you got a frame for sale. Okay, I'm interested. I don't want the whole thing. Yeah. I just want the frame.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's like the used frame we just got for Big Diamond. That was the thing they did. They're like, you want the body with that? And I'm like, I don't care. I said, if you're going to throw the body in, throw it in, but I don't need it. I'm putting my own in.
Yeah, I really don't need it, but so you kind of look at it as you're kind of pricing it just as a frame. These guys are pricing it with, like, the tin and everything else on it. You're like, I don't care about the tin.
Yeah, exactly. Because 90% of the time, all I'm going to do is take it for scrap, so. So that's all it's worth to me. I've told guys that before, and they're like, well, you probably get about $40 at scrap. I say, that's all your body's worth to me. I don't care if it's brand new. That's all it's still worth to me.
That's pretty cool. I mean, now, is that just you? You just, like, you know, because you build everything. That's just you, nature, you know. He's like, I didn't build it, so it ain't going on the car.
Yeah, pretty much so. That's a lot of it. I mean, so I've had one used car. I'd, like, use the interior that, you know, that was around the driver because it was, like, brand new and it was the right color and just left it on there, you know. But
you just got lucky there. That's all.
Yeah, that was it. So. Because that's pretty much the same, no matter whose car it is.
Well, John, you mentioned about your Friday night car. Why don't you tell us about this new deal that's just come about in the last few weeks that we found out about it anyway? A new deal for you to get back on the track at Big Diamond every Friday night.
Right. Yeah. It's Dave and Charlotte Irick. They're from a Reading area from St. Lawrence, and they were late model owners up at Grandy and won a couple track championships with. Brian Shuey, and they've been out of racing a couple of years, and they decided they wanted to try modified racing. So me and Dave, we've been talking for a couple of years on and off, and, you know, we've been friendly for quite a few years, and he decided he wanted to go modified racing. So we put stuff together, and that's what we're doing.
Wow. So what car number are you going to be up there?
I tell you the truth, I don't know. I don't think that's been determined yet.
Weren't they like the five star or something like that?
I can tell you that it's not going to be that, and it's not going to be a 74.
Oh.
Not going to be a 74.
Not going to be a 74 or a five star. No kidding.
Yeah,
well, I guess
that I know.
I guess we might as well not even ask what color it's going to be then.
Yeah.
That I know. It's going to be yellow and red.
Yellow and red. See, there's still some yellow in there. You're yellow and blue, man.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's cool. So are you excited to be, you know, I mean, when's the last time, like, you've been a regular at Big Diamond, or have you ever been a regular at Diamond?
Oh, yeah. No, we've been a regular there. First, I don't know, when I started racing, I ran three nights a week when Penn National was still there.
Oh, okay, okay.
We were regular at all three for 2-3 years, and then I took, like, 2 years off from running there, and then ran another couple years there full-time, and last year, we ran only like 4 shows there, 5 shows. The year before that was about the same thing. But the year before that, we finished 3rd in points. We ran the whole season and finished 3rd in points.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, so that 2011 was probably the last year I ran there full-time, I think.
Wow.
So are you excited running Friday and Saturday? I mean, this just kind of puts a little, you know, different than what you're used to on a regular past couple of years. You're going to be running Friday and Saturday now.
Yeah, be a little different. Just got to go back to changing my schedule around here as far as getting everything done and everything prepped in their fun time. So, but it'll be good. It keeps you sharp, driving more nights, and you learn stuff a lot faster. Both cars are pretty much the same chassis. They're just 1 year apart, and the motors are going to be almost identical, and So it shouldn't be too much. I'm going back and forth. So
you're going to maintain the car and everything at your shop?
Yes.
Yep.
That's good.
So your Friday night or your Saturday night crew is going to be basically the same crew that you're going to be using on a Friday night?
That's correct, yeah.
Same bunch of guys.
Everything's going to be the same.
All right.
Yeah, nothing too much is going to change there.
I know your wife is helps you out at Grand. I see her at Grandview a lot, helping you out there in the pits. Big help, isn't she?
Oh yeah, she's a lot of help. She knows a lot about the cars, and she doesn't always go in there and get her get dirty and do the job, but she usually knows how it's got to get done. So if whoever I'm helping doesn't quite know, she can usually tell them.
That's awesome.
She can straighten them out
way
real
to
quick.
Yeah, straighten them out real quick. Because you do not come with a lot of crew help, John. It's pretty much sometimes just you and your wife.
Yeah, there's a lot of times that there's times when I don't let that stop me from going. There's times I've driven the tracks all by myself. I know I've gone to Delaware. Delaware years ago, I went down there by myself on a Saturday night. I went when Susky was running on Sundays years ago. I went there 2-3 weeks in a row on by myself. And I can remember when they tried running Fridays against Diamond when Vince Vaccari had it. I think I went. We ran like 5 weeks there, the first 5 weeks of the season. I think 2 out of the 5 I was all by myself. And the other 3 weeks, it was just me and my wife. So, I don't let that hold me back. Whatever I got, and that's the way it is. And, you know, I got one or two guys that are pretty, you know, faithful for Grandview every week, and I have one guy that's pretty faithful for Diamond every week. So we should be in pretty good shape between that and my wife. And you know, the thing is, I've been around long enough, even when I don't have anybody there, if something does happen during the night, I usually get a bunch of people running over from other crews to pitch in. So,
right.
Yeah, Brian Fritz is here with us tonight. Now, I know he'd jump in and help you every once in a while, right? That whole Meitzler gang, right? They'll hype,
yep,
they'll help
yep.
you. Right?
Oh yeah,
you don't
yep. Ryan
you don't park
in all the time. He,
you don't
yeah,
park too
Brian
far
a long time, so he jumps in every night when I'm over there having problems. He's one of the first
yeah.
ones there usually.
Yeah, they're a good bunch of guys.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And you're kind of like a little mentor towards my landlord, Eric Reniger, too. You know,
we started helping Eric out a little bit last year, and you know, we were pitted alongside, and he's pitted alongside me there for the last 2 years or so. And I get busy during the night, and I really don't seek out a whole lot a lot of times, you know. And I guess he finally told me, I guess I intimidated for some reason. That was the first time I ever heard that in my life, that I intimidated somebody.
John intimidated?
Yeah,
no,
that's what
man.
I mean.
You're like, mellow, you know?
Yeah, he said I intimidated him to come and ask me questions, you know? And
mm-hmm.
But then once he did, I started helping him out. And, you know, he seemed to feel he got better, and I think he got better. He's just,
oh, yeah.
Now I know he updated some of his equipment. I think he's gonna really be good this year.
Yeah, that is my landlord. God's honest truth, that is my landlord, Eric. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's why I gave him unfortunately, he has the nickname, The Landlord.
The Landlord.
Yeah.
So you...
You know, but,
you can,
yeah,
you
he's
can
excited.
Use that one.
Yeah, you could use it. You could call him The Landlord, you know.
Okay. I'll
yeah.
keep that in mind.
Yeah, but he, you know, because he, you know, I talked to his dad a lot, you know, Mr. Reniger and stuff, and they just stop. They just praise everything you've helped them with. You know, they just can't get it. They appreciate it, you know.
Great.
Yeah, and you're like that. I mean, you're an approachable guy. That's what I don't understand. Intimidating. You're an approachable
yeah.
guy.
Right, that's what it surprised me. It surprised me when he told me that, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
My wife started laughing when they said that. So.
Yeah, you know, you're an approachable
just
person. Gone. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're the underdog, man. Where did you get the name The Underdog?
I really was one night. I guess Ernie and Mark Garman both kind of started. Ernie, the one night, I guess Grandy said something about being an underdog, and then the next Friday night at Diamond, Mark Garman, Mark the Shark there was the announcer up there at the time, and I went out there, I won the heat, and I come off the check, and my wife's there like, I think the Shark just started calling you the ultimate underdog or something. I'm like, what? And then I had like 2 or 3 other people say it to me, you come over that night and say, hey, now you're the ultimate underdog, and I'm like, oh, okay,
yeah.
And then the next night, I guess somehow Ernie picked up on it and said the same thing Saturday night at Grandview, and then it's just kind of stuck since then.
Yeah.
So
I
guess going back quite a few years since Mark was the announcer up there,
yeah.
But that's where it came from.
Hey, it's a cool nickname. I like it. I mean,
it was.
Yeah, I thought so too. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so we ever since then, there's an underdog on the car every year, and
mm-hmm.
there's been an underdog on the T-shirts the last couple of years. And
Yeah. Now, 1 year you had tie-dye T-shirts out. Those probably were the coolest T-shirts I've ever seen.
Yeah, they were cool. We sold a lot of those. They were nice.
Yeah. So.
Joey loaded the cars there, and they looked really good, and then they looked really good on the tie-dye shirts. So, they looked out really good.
Now, John's one of the guys, old school guys, that still runs an open trailer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And parks at the top of the pits there in those short spots at the top of the pits. If you ever get in the pits at Grandview after the races, fans go see John. John's always out there. Still, by the time you get there, he's not loaded up yet or anything like that.
The car ain't in the trailer. It might be on the trailer, but it ain't in the trailer.
That's right. I always get kids climbing up on the fender on the trailer and climbing up in the car even when it's on the trailer. So
there you go.
Yeah. Because what they say, trailers don't win races, man.
That's it. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I think it's cool. I wish more teams would still do that, but
right. Yeah, I mean the only time the open trailer sucks is when it pours down rain in the middle of the race. That's the only time it's no good. we're gonna fix that. We're fixing that problem here hopefully in a couple of weeks. I'm cutting the trailer up a little bit, and we're gonna like the front 3 or 4 feet is gonna basically be like an enclosed trailer.
You're modifying an enclosed trailer. You're going to modify an enclosed trailer. I like it.
Yeah, the car's still be in the open, but there's going to be about 4 or 5 feet of enclosed trailer in the front so we can get out of the rain.
Yeah, and the wrenches won't get wet. No.
Yeah, the wrenches will stay dry.
The wrenches won't get wet now.
That's it.
Yeah.
We won't have to drain the toolbox out.
Yeah, you don't got to drill holes in the bottom of the toolbox.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you now. You're going to be running Grandview and Big Diamond now. You used to those Hoosier tires at all?
We run them on and off through the years. We ran them down at every year, usually down at Delaware, the state championship at the end of the year, when they were running day shows, I always ran the Hoosiers and ran them at Hagerstown. And I ran some dirt races years ago. I went up to New York a few times here and there and run a little bit. So I know a little bit about them. And then I go up to the Super Dirt Week every year, and I usually go to the short tracks, and I'll help out like Chad Brockman or Chuck Fowler or something. So I know a little bit from that, and I've been helping Jimmy Horton out for years up at Syracuse, and so I do have some experience. I kind of know a few of the changes that I'm going to be making to the car to compensate for them before we even get there opening day.
Right. Okay. Now here's a good one. I like that. You don't got to reveal it, but is there a lot of difference, setup between when you're running an American Racer and a Hoosier in the car?
There's definitely setup differences.
Really?
Because the sidewall is a lot different, the construction of the tire. It's not so much the compound of the rubber, it's more the construction of the tire that makes it different. I mean, it's like the same deal the sprint cars have been going through, so they keep changing tire manufacturers, and, some guys go good on the tire, some guys don't. Some guys struggle for a while so they find what it needs, and I know that's what guys down in Florida with the sprint cars are going through this year again, with tires. And it's going to be the same thing. The American Racer for a short race and for Diamond Grandy is probably a faster tire. So I think that's going to be a decision to make for the weekly guys, because Diamond has those 4 or 5 races during the year where you can run either side. It's going to be interesting to see who sticks with the Hoosier and who goes to the American Racer for for the money races up there.
Yeah, they got some high-paying shows.
My personal feeling for a regular 30-lap race, 20, 30, 40-lap race, I think the American Racer is going to be a faster tire.
Okay, but, you heard it here.
The Hoosier is definitely going to be different.
Yeah.
You'll see somebody come out of the box and they're going to hit it right on, right off, and you're going to see 2 or 3 guys probably struggling with them.
That's interesting.
Right.
Yeah. I would have never thought, that there would be that much of a difference between that tire combo. But now that you think, the side, because that means, the rolling over on the right side and stuff, that means a lot.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, that's for sure. Yeah, and you prep the tire a little different because the tread pattern on the Hoosier, the rubber won't rip as easy, it won't tear away, and the edges won't roll under so much. So you can prep the tire a little different. You can really prep them a little harder as far as the grooving and siping. You can be a little more aggressive a lot of times with the Hoosier. And usually the Hoosier will take a few more heat cycles than an American Racer.
A little after.
They also can go to a higher temperature before you got to go to a harder compound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that was interesting. I like that.
Yeah. Well, John, unfortunately, we're running short.
We're on
the time
chip
tonight. We're on the chip tonight.
No problem.
We got another guest coming on. We got to get some more products sold. So why don't you tell us who your sponsors are this year? Who are you going to have on the car? Again, remind everybody about your Friday night deal.
Yeah, the Friday night deal, like I said, is going to be Dave and Charlotte Eirich. We're putting the car together. We're going to run Big Diamond every week. We're still finalizing some sponsors on that car. We really don't have anything set in stone yet. They've been talking to some people. We probably have one or two of my sponsors on it. I'm sure Hampton Brothers will be on the car. It's just been on my car for forever because they help us out a lot. But then I have my sponsors, Hampton Brothers Truck Repair, In Fleet Truck Repair in Westchester, Lombardo Race Engines, Race Place Hobbies in Quakertown. We have then I have my product sponsors, which are Brad Penn Oil, Simpson Race Products, Fast Axle, Twin Flow Filters, and some of my other sponsors I have are Brian Strausser in Hamburg, Pennsylvania, and JC Landscaping in Birdsboro.
Oh, cool.
There you go. You had them all down.
Go support John's sponsors.
Yeah, absolutely. And anytime you get to the racetrack and John's running, don't hesitate to go up to John and say hello and tell him you heard about it here on Lowdown and Dirty.
Because he's really not intimidating. He's a nice guy.
No, that would be the last nickname I get is intimidating. So.
Yeah. Not happening. Not happening.
Not happening,
no.
Huh?
Yeah. No, not at all.
All right,
John, thanks for being on with us, and good luck this year.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Everybody. Yeah. We're going to sell some product here, and then we're going to be back on the other side with Mr. Carl Spoonhauer.
Diamond Disposal offers a wide variety of disposal services, including residential and commercial weekly service, roll-off dumpster service, competitive pricing, and special contracting rates. Diamond Disposal serves the Berks County and surrounding areas. For competitive rates and prompt friendly service, please give Diamond Disposal a call at 610-845-1117 or visit them on the web at www.diamonddisposalllc.com. For all of our loyal listeners here at Lowdown and Dirty, Diamond Disposal has been kind enough to offer a one-month free trash removal if you sign on with Diamond Disposal and mention that you heard about this promotion right here on Lowdown and Dirty. So give the fine folks at Diamond Disposal a call and see what kind of savings they have for you. And remember, don't let your cash go out with the trash. Call Diamond Disposal, 610-845-1117.
For 26 years, Joe Adams Lettering, LLC has been providing graphics and lettering to a large base of clientele throughout the United States, and even as far away as St. Martin's, Netherlands Antilles. Services include signs, truck lettering, race car lettering, logo design, and much, much more. Joe Adams Lettering, LLC is the graphic provider of choice for many of the local schools, churches, athletic departments, racetracks, and promoters alike. Our friendly service and attention to detail ensures that our clients are receiving the finished product that they want, need, and desire. Starting a company and need to get recognized? We have full branding capabilities, from logo concepts to the finished product, placed right on your sign, company truck, van, letterhead, and business cards. All done right here, in-house, at our Bechtelsville facility. Joe Adams Lettering LLC custom designing capabilities set you apart from the competition. We provide custom t-shirt artwork, banners, yard signs, magnetic signs, billboards, and much, much more. Take advantage of our full printing capabilities and get noticed. From small window decals to full wraps, we got you covered. Give us a call at 484-638-0931. Or you can check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Joe Adams Lettering LLC and like us so you can keep up with some of the latest happenings. Look for our logo on the side of a race car at a local track near you. And remember, love the A, and the A will love you back.
Hey, hey, everybody, this is your old pal Clarence on behalf of Low Down and Dirty. We're going to be talking about some wings tonight here from the Wingman Bar and Grill, located over here in East Greenville, Pennsylvania. The Wingman Bar and Grill serves the freshest, mild, hot, suicide, and tough guy wings if you can handle them. They also have a nice menu of hot and cold subs, pizza, wraps, and panini. The Wingman also has 12 beers on tap and a large selection of cold takeout beer. In addition to the fine eat-in dining experience, a large takeout menu, a wide assortment of beers on tap, the Wingman Bar and Grill also holds special events and entertainment such as Texas Hold'em Poker, trivia, karaoke, and from time to time they even have some live bands. Take advantage of Wingman's outdoor seating for the summer. Enjoy the summertime. The restaurant and bar open daily from 11:30 a.m. on up at about to 2 a.m. and a bar menu be available at the 10 p.m. So be sure to check out their website for weekly chef specials. You can find them at the web at www.wingmanbarandgrill.com. You can also find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Wingman Bar and Grill. The Wingman Bar and Grill has been voted best wings in Philly for 4 years in a row. Also voted best burger in 2010. For takeout service, call in your order at area code 267-923-5067. Stop on by and bring some friends and make a night of it. The Wingman Bar and Grill is located at the shops at Upper Hanover in downtown East Greenville, PA. Stop on in. Clarence will be over there eating some wings and chowing down. Grab a beer and have some fun. Let's all go to the Wingman in East Greenville.
I'm Billy Dunn, and when I'm not on the loud pedal, I'm listening to Low Down and Dirty.
Oh, that makes my day. It's whipping back. Low Down and Dirty. We're here at the Wingman in East Greenville. And we just had John Wilman on, the underdog. And now we're going to talk to owner, promoter, Mr. Carl Spoonhour of the Thunder Mountain Speedway in Lyle, New York. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I guess welcome back to promoting, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, this is – okay. Give us a little history on Thunder Mountain, could you?
Well, I built Thunder Mountain back in 1991 and 92. And we run it for about 14 years and sold it. And then we got it back, and I sold it again, and I just got it back again.
Well,
this time I'm going to keep it.
Now you're going to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you first, how did you, like, envision that you were going to build a racetrack in 91? Because back then there was no racetracks being built.
Well, we raced up to Skyline Raceway, and we just didn't get along with them up there, and I made up my mind I was going to build a racetrack where everybody could come and race and have fun, and that's what we did.
So you just said, build it and they will come.
Yep.
You know?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Now, how big is Thunder Mountain? Is it, you know, a quarter mile, three-eighths?
It's about 3/8, yeah.
And has it always been this configuration? Now, see, I can't remember the last time I was at Thunder Mountain. It had to be 20-some years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, when I bought it back the first time, I I took the walls down, and we made it longer and a little bit wider. So we've made it quite a bit bigger since it was first built.
Right. Now, you've pushed the back straightaway out, right? I mean, the back straightaway off has been pushed out.
Yeah, we moved the back straightaway out quite a ways.
Yeah.
We hauled dirt for 3 weeks up there to, to build it,
Right. Now, I've been up there now, and I have seen the likes of Barefoot Bob, Danny Johnson, Pat Hearn, Billy Decker, Pat. I've seen them all run up here at Thunder Mountain. And Lyle, Pennsylvania, I mean, Lyle, New York is not like the metropolis of anything. Really. You know, it's just a little town. And now, did you own all this land? Do you own all this land that the Speedway's at?
I did. I bought it. I didn't own it when I built the Speedway. I bought it when I built the Speedway, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't own it before that.
Now are you excited? I mean, Brett Dale's come up with a sprint car, big sprint car. Has Thunder Mountain ever had this big, you know, a full-size sprint car race on it before?
Yeah, we've had, well, there used to be ULS sprints or something like that up there. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about Saturday? You running on a Friday or Saturday this year?
What's that? You're breaking up a little bit.
Are you going to be running on a Friday or a Saturday night at Thunder Mountain this year?
We're going to be running Saturday nights.
Okay. In the divisions you're going to run?
We're running modified sportsmen's, the street stocks, tour stocks, and four-cylinder stocks.
Wow. That's a pretty good field of cars,
you
know, on a Saturday night. Now, I'm having a flashback. Is there cement bleachers there, right?
What's that?
Is there cement bleachers? Was there cement bleachers at Thunder Mountain, right, on the front stretch?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And the thing that I always was told about Thunder Mountain was you never want to go over the back stretch wall.
Yeah, it's a long ways down.
Now, this year you're going to be affiliated with Brett Deo, and he's bringing his series in there. Is that right?
Yep.
And what are you going to be running that evening?
The modified show. We're going to run the modified sportsmen's, and I think street stocks, but I'm not sure. We haven't really talked about that too much. I know we're running the big modifieds and the sportsmen's, and on the sprint car show, he's got three different sprint clubs coming. So,
right now, you're in the Southern Tier area now, up there in New York State. Do you have a problem like running against other speedways that are racing on a Saturday night? I mean, you just find it, loyal people will come to Thunder Mountain, and that's how it is.
Yeah, we've always done really good on Saturday. Saturday's the night to race, and the guy that bought it off me tried all the nights, but that didn't work.
Yeah.
with our jobs and everything, we have to do it Saturday. Let's see. We have to work for a living, too. This is our hobby. So.
Yeah, while we're on that subject, you actually do work for a living. You help your wife develop a hair salon business, right? And you've got a lot of other interests also. Why don't you tell the people what all you're into?
Well, we have a construction company that two of my sons and my two nephews and a couple other guys work for. And I'm also the highway superintendent up here. And we do logging and we do everything.
Jeepers.
We're very busy.
Where do you find the time to run a speedway?
Well, it's going to be tough, but we're going to find time.
Right.
My one son that works for me at the town, he's gonna do all the track prep and stuff with me, so.
Okay.
They plan on helping me. Yeah, they're going to help me a lot this year, so.
Yeah, I mean, you're a busy man.
Okay.
Yep.
You know.
Now, while you mentioned track prep, we understand that you're quite a master at track preparation. You keep it simple, but you keep the racer in mind and tire wear. You try to groom the track to keep that tire wear to a minimum.
Yeah, we do. We usually tear the track up every week. It's usually nice and soft. We put probably on Friday night, we usually put 20 loads of water on it, and Saturday we put 25 or 30, and they're 2,000-gallon loads. So that tells you how much water we put on the track. We do it for 2 days in a row, so that usually comes out pretty nice.
Where do you get the water? Because you're on top of the mountain.
Well, we built a big pond down back. Plus, I've got when I built the track, we put 4 10,000-gallon tanks in the ground on the over the backstretch wall. So
okay.
All the water that, like, if it rains, it fills them tanks up, and we just drain the water out of them tanks to put on the track until they run out, and then we pump water out of the pond.
That's brilliant.
That is brilliant. Gray water.
Yeah. So you don't even got to put nothing in it. You don't put no chemicals or nothing in the water. You just it's straight from God.
Yeah, we just put water on it. Lots of water.
that's good stuff.
That's good stuff right there. I like that.
Well, with all that water, it must develop one heck of a cushion.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it does. It usually when it's race time, we have the track ready, so it's packed down good enough, and it throws up a little bit of a burn, but we usually pack it back down during intermission, and gives them a good cushion to race on.
That's great.
It usually comes around real good by feature times.
Yeah, you know, you're not far from that Froome Tioga Motor Speedway neither, right? Isn't that right down the road?
Yep, we're real good friends with them.
Oh, okay. So you know, that works out. But what do you mean? Literally, you're probably 15 miles maybe away from that?
I can go in my backfield and go on his land. We're only, like, 2 miles from him.
Wow.
How about that?
We're real close.
Right. So what's the big races at Thunder Mountain this year? What's the season opener? What's your date for opening?
We're going to have a practice third week in April. And the fourth week, we're going to open the fourth week. We're going to practice the third week and open the fourth week in April.
All right. Now, we're down here in Pennsylvania. And these tracks we got dates for back in February that they try racing. You ever thought about maybe trying to open up early? Or is that just
We usually open the first week in April, but with new play and everything, and I still got quite a lot of work to get everything. I want it to be nice, and I want it to be ready to race on when I open. I don't want people to get a bad impression when they come the first time. You know what I mean?
Right. So, what kind of like improvements you got planned for the speedway?
Pardon?
Kind of improvements? Do you have any improvements for the speedway? I mean, since you purchased it back?
Yeah, we put 700 loads of clay on it this fall. We redid the road going up in there, and we're putting all new lights up. The lights were pretty bad up there the last few years. Just getting everything fixed back up so it looks presentable.
Right. Now, when you weren't owner, did you attend any races up there?
What's that?
I said, when you weren't the owner of the speedway, did you attend any races up at Thunder Mountain? I mean, would you go spectate?
We did a little bit, but actually, after the guys bought it, we didn't get along good with them, so we went to the accident race.
Oh, okay. There's another speedway that's up there. I mean, there's so many dirt tracks up there in the southern tier area. It's incredible.
Yeah, there's a lot of tracks up here.
Is there any way you ever think that they could, like, do it, you know, like, down here we have a tri-track series? Do you ever think maybe that they could do, like, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday dirt series up there in New York?
Yeah, they probably could.
Yeah.
But it's... I don't know. It's
hard to get anybody to change up here, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough year this year for a few of the tracks up here, but like I said, mine's paid for now, and this is my hobby, and that's what I'm going to do, is race on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's just the way it's going to be, you know?
Yeah. We've had a whole lot of interest. We got a lot of cars coming, and I think we're going to have a good year.
Good. No. Now, the road going up to Thunder Mountain was always pretty interesting for me.
Yeah.
For those guys that drive those big rigs up that road, that had to be a challenge every week.
We paved it there when I bought it back, and they come right up over there pretty easy.
See, I go back when it wasn't paved.
When you came up there, it was dirt, I think. It was a challenge back then, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I'm telling you, man. I mean, that's, you know, to still be going, I mean, when you, nobody builds speedways no more. And for you to build a speedway in 91, 92, that's just incredible.
Yep.
Now, we got Brett Deo's show in May at your facility, May 20th, I believe. It's a Tuesday evening. NDRL Short Track Super Series fueled by VP Lightning, Lightning on the Mountain. That's what he's naming the show, Lightning on the Mountain, paying $5,000 to win. Now, have you ever had a $5,000 to win paying show at Thunder Mountain?
I think I had one back years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time it was like $2,500.
But right. A good purse, $500 to start, that's a stout purse.
Yeah.
And,
got me nervous.
Got him nervous. Okay.
Got me nervous already, the poor guy. Yeah. You'll be all right. I mean,
you'll be all right.
Dale has following, and you're loyal fans and Drape racers, you'll be okay.
Yeah, got NDRL and Brett Deo helping you, and we're going to plug the heck out of this show for you guys, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's
good. Also running that night is the Sportsman for $1,000 to win. Very nice for the Sportsman boys.
Yeah. We're going to pay $700 to win every night for the Sportsman this year.
Wow.
I just got
that's good money.
I just got a guy called me and brought me up a check last night. He said that he would put $100 on the top spot, so we're going to pay $700 to win for the Sportsman this year.
I like that. Hey, when you designed Thunder Mountain, did you sit somewhere on that property and look at the view that you have on the front straightaway before you decided to put the track there? How did you determine to put that track there? Because, Captain, front straightaway, you look out over the valley, and it's a beautiful sight.
It is. Actually, it was the only level spot we had to build it right there. It was kind of a natural flat spot there, and then the bank for the grandstand. So that was probably the only place we could put it there.
Wow. Because we're coming up for this Brett Deo 360 sprint car race, and when you sit on that front straightaway, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful view.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. What Whippy's talking about is the Labor Day weekend show, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
The 360 sprints of Empire State. And I guess there's the CRSA 305.
CRSA, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the SRP sprints, they're all going to combine into one super show up there on Labor Day.
Yep. Yep.
That's great.
Yeah, we got a lot of cars coming.
Oh, that's cool. I'm telling you, dude, wait till you see Thunder Mountain. It's so cool. You know,
yeah.
It's a cool little track. I loved it up there. It's been a long time. I mean, but I'm back down here in PA, but Thunder Mountain, it's like its own, you can't compare it to you can compare Grandview and Fulton. You know, Thunder Mountain. Eric, what would you compare Thunder Mountain to?
Yeah, our buddy Eric's here. He's run his 600.
He's raced up there. He raced the 600 modified up there.
All right. Yep.
Yeah, now he said he kind of compared it to 5 Mile Point and Linda Speedway because, yeah, you just can't, you know, it's like you just can't. It's its own distinct racetrack.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know. But it's brown.
It's brown, it's round, and you got a victory lane, right, Mr. Spoonhour?
Yep.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. It's got all the elements.
You got all the elements you need. And you know what? That's the first track I ever rated a Speedy at.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, we used to have some good ones.
Oh, yeah. And elephant ears. You know what an elephant ear is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Elephant ears up there, too, man. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, they're good.
Yeah. So, see, I mean, those are that was good times, man. I missed on
it. Just like going to the fair, wasn't it?
Yeah, just like going to the fair.
Yeah, just like going to the fair, you know. So, well, I mean, I'm excited for that show. Dale's show is going to be, I'm telling you, you're going to do killer on those, on Dale's show. Mr. Dale hits it off. I don't know what it is, but he brings the people and the cars, man.
He does. Yeah. He's a good promoter.
Mm-hmm.
I told him he ought to own a racetrack.
You ought to own a race. Yeah, we've told him that too.
All right.
Yeah.
I think that might be in his on his wish list down the road. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good guy. He's out to help the racers get some money. I know that he does. He's a good promoter. He's a good kid.
Right. Now, where did you get the 700 loads of clay from? Locally, or did you have to, like, you know, go somewhere and get it? Or is there a secret hiding spot for clay?
Well, right below where I have the racetrack, there's a farm down there, and that I buy it off that farmer down there. That's where we got it when we first built the track. And it's the most beautiful clay there is in the stone in it. You'll never see any clay any nicer than what we just put in.
It is beautiful. Because I remember, this is a funny story. Years ago, they did a story on the news, local news up there about Thunder Mountain. And the lady at the farm, the only thing she complained about was her cows got dirty on a Saturday night.
Yeah. She's the lady that's selling me the clay now. The one that bitched about it the most helps me out the most now. So.
Nope.
There
that's
you go.
Good.
That's good.
You know?
She's a nice lady, but. She just didn't want a racetrack there, but now that it's over with, she's fine with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, Lyle's not a big town, so does, like, the town get involved with on a Saturday night? I mean, do they, you know, all the people get excited for a Saturday night and look forward to a Thunder Mountain race on Saturday?
Actually, they do, yeah. Yep, there's a lot of people from town come up. Whitney Point, Lyle, and all the little towns around there.
Right.
It's the only thing going on around there, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, if it isn't for the Broome County Fair, there ain't nothing, you know, and Saturday night at Thunder Mountain, you ain't doing much.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's the only thing going on around the area there.
Right. Now you were saying earlier you're going to be at the Oakdale Mall Speed World Car Show this weekend, so if, you know, drivers need any information for Thunder Mountain, you can get in contact there at the mall this weekend.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Move-in day is Thursday up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what the weather's going to be like Thursday yet? Because usually when Dad did them, it rained or snowed on Thursday every year, no matter where the show was at.
I know. We got snowed in down there one year when your dad had it. In 1992, I had a Chevy Corsica, and when I came home, the snow was over the hood on it.
Oh, no.
That was a bastard day here. Oh, it was a snowy bugger.
Yeah. The state police came in and shut that show down in Johnson City once a year because of snow.
Because of the snow.
Yeah, that was the year. 93. It was 1993.
Yeah. 93, yeah. Wow, thanks for that memory, man. I appreciate that. That's cool.
Yeah, I remember it just plain as day.
Yep. God, what? 93, yep. Yeah, down in Johnson City, we were in some, like, old EJ toy, like, shoe place.
Yeah.
Dad rented it. It packed it full of cars, you know.
Yeah. So. We had a hell of a time getting moved out of there because the snow was so deep.
Yeah. You know, I remember that now. Wow, that's a flashback. That's cool. You know.
Yeah.
You went home and waited a month and a half before racing season started.
Yeah, matter of fact, we probably had to come down here to Pennsylvania to go racing, like Nazareth or something.
Probably.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
Yeah, that was a shitty winter.
Yep.
We were milking cows. We had to dump our milk for a week up here.
Oh, is that right?
Wow.
The milk,
yeah.
Couldn't get the milk truck in.
No. No, the snow was up even with the electric wires. That's how deep the drifts were on our road.
Oh, my
See,
God.
I told you, dude, when we got snow in New York, man, we got it.
Yeah, so we got like 2.5 feet on the ground down here, and we thought we were in, like, you know.
They freaked out over 2 feet.
Yeah, we got quite a bit. This is the first year we've had snow in a long time.
Now, do you got any snow on the track right now?
Actually, I drove up there Saturday, and there isn't hardly any on it. I left everything that was on it because they're riding snowmobiles on it, and I didn't want to drive the frost down in the ground. But it's not bad at all, really.
Who's running the snowmobiles around the track? Your kids?
No, the main trail for riding snowmobiles goes right by there, and they all have to go down and race around the track a couple times when they go by.
There's a promotional gig here, Mr. Spoonhour, I see.
You see dollar signs.
I see dollar signs in snowmobiles.
Well, next year we're gonna race snowmobiles up there.
There you go.
Now we won't get no goddamn snow, you know?
Yeah.
Well, if you run snowmobiles up there next winter, we're going.
Yeah, that would
be good.
Cool.
Yeah, we're coming up then for sure. That'd be something, you know? God, keep it.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I could. I don't ever think I've seen snowmobiles race anywhere in New York State on an oval.
We used to go to Weedsport and race. They used to race them every Sunday up there.
Was Bobby Watson the flagger back then?
He could have been. I don't really remember.
My God, I was. Then I've been to one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
That was a long time ago. But
jeepers, Christmas.
All right, let's get back talking about.
Sorry, I was reminiscing.
You know, enough of these snow sled things, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
So how long is the season going to go? When's your last race of 2014? Are you going to go into October?
Probably Sunday, 8:31 will probably be our last show. Unless the weather's nice, we'll go. That's going to be our last points show.
Mm-hmm.
September 31st.
Right.
Cool.
Now, do you got sponsors for all the divisions for point funds and all that? You got sponsors helping you up there this year?
We're still working on them.
Working on them?
It's hard to get points money up here. The people that are running the track screwed everybody so bad that it's hard to get. I've got a few of them back. I used to have every night sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting some of them back, but it's a lot harder than it used to be.
Right.
Well, it's just going to take some time.
Yeah, it'll take some time, but you know what? You're a good gentleman, and your Speedway speaks for itself, so it'll all come back to you, you know?
Yeah, we'll get them back.
Yeah. They'll see that, you know, Thunder Mountain's thriving. They'll be back, and they'll just, hey, let's get back on board with this, man.
Right.
You know? Now, you
would
be good.
Like that one guy sponsored the $100 on the first place money for the whole year for the sportsmen. That was a good sponsor. We'll get some more.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on some down in down near the city. I built a big house for a rich guy down by the city, and he said he can get me some sponsors from some big businesses down there. So that's where we're working on right now.
Cool. Well, good
I'd
luck.
I'd like to get the modified first boost up and good points going for them. That's what we're working on.
Good, good. Now, you've got an American Tire, American Racer tire deal this year, right?
Yep.
Well, now, that's good because that's Pencan and 5 Mile Point also, right? Don't they have that same tire?
Yeah, we all run the same tire now. Yeah. Well,
that's cool for the racers, you know, and that's cool.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So.
Yeah, everybody's on the same tire, so that makes things. They can travel different tracks without having to buy tires. That'll be good.
Right, and that's cool because, you know, there's so many different tracks up there in New York State on a Saturday night to race at. You can pick and choose. You don't got to stay at one. I mean, if you're comfortable at 5 Mile, you stay there. If you're not, you could travel to Thunder Mountain, get comfortable, and become a track champion.
There you go.
Right. Yeah.
And you can take your crate 602 motor, right? Get a weight break
yep.
and come run against the sportsman here at Thunder Mountain,
yeah.
right? And right. I guess you were considering doing a crate bonus. Have you given that any more thought?
Yeah, we probably will. I haven't really thought about it. Actually, the crate cars with the weight break and stuff run right with the open motors anyway. You don't really got to give them. You don't got to give them much of a bonus, you know what I mean? Because they're pretty competitive. But I will anyway. I think it's. I can't remember what the heck we did before, but.
Yeah.
I want to see how many crates we get first. You know what I mean? If we get any.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, car count will increase purses, right?
right. Yeah. It's hard to promise somebody something, and if you get five cars, then you know. But we're going to do our best anyway.
Right. Hey, not to change the subject, but are you going to go on any cruises in the near future?
No.
Well, we heard a story or two there about a cruise.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't get sick, did you?
Oh, a little bit. Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
We got a free cruise out of it. What the heck's the difference?
Uh-huh.
We get to go get next year and get sick again.
There you go. Let's go get sick, honey. Let's go on a cruise. God.
It was nice and warm anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, and then you got to come back to this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when we landed in New York, it was from the day we left down in St. Thomas to the time we got back here, it was like 80 degrees difference.
Jeez. Oh, man. That's a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
That's a shock to the system.
Yeah.
One thing about it, when we got off the ship, we didn't have to wait around long. They just ushered us right through. They didn't want to catch the disease.
Yeah.
They all had gas masks on.
Yeah. Customs?
Usually,
no, thank you.
Yeah. We could have brought back lots of whiskey this time and got away with it. Check the bag.
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't have cared, you know.
No.
God.
Get the heck out of here. We don't want to see you.
Yeah.
Cheap.
But it was.
So.
All right. Do you want to? We're gonna wrap things up here for the evening, Mr. Spoonhour. We wish you the best on your endeavor this year. All the luck from Lowdown and Dirty that we can give you. We're gonna send your way. We're gonna be coming and visit you too. We'll let you know we're there. Okay. You'll know.
Okay, anytime you come up. Anytime you want to come up, just come up.
Cool, right. Appreciate it. Well, I'll run into you Sunday up at the Speed World Car Show at Oakdale Mall.
Right. Yeah, you're
going to
see
I'll
him.
I'll introduce myself. Maybe we'll try to score some Lowdown and Dirty stickers, find Joe Adams.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Mr. Spoonhour. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right, have a good night.
Thunder Mountain.
Bye.
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 On the house. And Eric raced there.
Yes, he did.
Yep. The future winner.
What night?
Ted Musgrave night. That's right. And when I did a show called Monday Night Motorsports with John Riccetta and Mark Kenyon, John Riccetta might have the highest flip ever at Thunder Mountain. It was 1100cc micro sprint. He flipped like there's no time. And height, woohoo!
Those,
as high as a light pole.
Those mini sprints, they're wicked beasts.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, this 360 show up at Thunder Mountain is going to be, it's going to be wild, man.
Yeah.
It is going to be.
Yeah, I did talk to Brett about the sprint cars going up there, and he said they will be adding extra fence before the sprints go in there, you know.
Yeah, they're going to fly, man, literally, dude. They're going to fly.
Yeah. Wow. What year was that? Eric, what year were you up there? 2012. Oh, really?
Wow.
Right.
I can't believe Mr. Spoonhour's gotten that track three times. He's built it, sold it, bought it, sold it, bought it again.
Guy can't make up his mind.
or the people who buy from him can't make up his mind. But, dude, wait till you – I'm kidding, man. You sit on that front straightaway, and you look over the valley, and there's, like, mountains on both sides. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful, beautiful sight, and I'm excited for Thunder Mountain.
How cool is that the snowmobiles are running around there off the trail, you know, and they come up there.
Yeah, it's a trail because I guess there's a, you know, snowmobiles trails up through there, so they say, hey, there's an oval.
Oh, my God. There's a racetrack.
Let's go look.
There's a wall.
You can do a road. So that's cool. I would love to see that. Dude, he mentioned Weedsport. I was up there, man. Bobby Watson was Flagger. I was a kid.
Yeah.
God.
So,
but yeah.
All the best to him. Mojo going his way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So, hey, we got to send some mojo out to you, too, man. Hope things work out for your
thanks, man.
Your aunt.
Yeah.
You know? Hope things, you know.
Sending prayers out to my aunt. She's in a bad way in Florida. So, might have to take a quick trip to Sunshine State a little bit later on this week or early next.
Unfortunately. You know, and I guess we got to wish Mr. Joey Adams luck in his basketball tournament, his girls' basketball tournament.
Yep, he's finishing up basketball. I wonder if he's going to end up coming back to the show then. You know, what do you think?
Oh, he might. NBA might be calling him.
Oh, there are some teams that could use Joey's talents, that's for sure.
Yeah, some NBA teams out there that are hurting. You know, I don't know if Joey's ready to go to Cali, though. You know,
all he has to do is go to Philly. I think they lost 12 in a row.
Philly, Brooklyn, Brooklyn too.
Yeah, they're in a bad way.
Yeah, they're in a bad way. So, but hey, I don't know. There's a few guys who run dirt races who made it in the Daytona 500. Colt Witt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, made it.
No, hats off to them. I want to know
Kyle Larson.
Kyle Larson. Yeah, thanks to Austin Dillon.
Made an early departure.
Yeah. I want to know, where in the world does all that money? They destroyed like 40 cars down there.
Yeah.
Where is this money coming from?
Whippy got on. I called Whippy one night, and he got on his tirade about it. They destroyed 50 cars down there at Daytona. Where does all that money come from?
Where? Where's it come from?
Well,
we're talking a full field of cars they destroyed down there.
between ARCA.
Yeah,
the
practice
trucks.
ARCA. In the Cup Series alone. In practice, that dual thing.
Oh, the dual thing.
The shootout thing in the 500 nonsense. They destroyed 40 cars. And here Mr. Spoonhour is struggling to get $100 from a sponsorship. These guys are wrecking cars like there's nothing.
Really? Yeah, there's.
I don't understand.
They created a lot of charitable sheet metal this year.
Oh yeah, this year's auctions will have plenty of NASCAR tin.
Yeah, absolutely.
They probably got the year off stocked already.
Yeah, stocked. Yep.
You know, I mean, but yeah, they wrecked some stuff down there at that big track.
Where does the money come from?
I don't
major sponsors. You know.
And Brett Hearn brought corporate sponsorships into the dirt modifieds.
Right.
Years ago with Budweiser, Auto Palace, Advance Auto Plus. Where are they all now? Look at Alan Johnson. He had the fluffy dough dude. Pillsbury.
The fluffy dough dude. Yeah.
These corporate sponsors are gone again.
Yeah. You know,
on the dirt circus,
they are. I mean, the most prominent they are in sprint cars. I think even late models. Late models don't
have that either.
They don't have the corporate sponsorship, but they got the money. I mean,
yeah,
it's been promoted enough that there's serious money in that event, in those events. But I think sprint cars carry the badge of corporate sponsorship is better than anything in dirt racing right now. You know.
Oh yeah. Well,
but I think I really see it starting to change. I think it's going to change.
I certainly hope so. I mean, you know, there's good teams out there just don't have the money. Or good drivers who don't have the money.
Yeah, I think the corporate sponsorship's got to start at the racing facilities. I mean, The racing facilities have got to be top-notch, clean, run a beautiful show, well-lit, available to have TV come in and have a good lighting system, good PA.
Yep.
I mean, the whole thing.
Yeah.
They got to have the recipe for success to be able to attract corporate sponsorships. Places like Knoxville, a lot of the stuff in the Midwest, like Lawrenceburg.
Yeah, I mean, look at like that Lucas, Mr. Lucas Oil dude.
Yeah.
He needs to come east.
He does.
You're done in the West, pal. Come east and help us out here.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, a lot of these facilities were created early on in dirt racing, and they just haven't kept up with the times, right?
Right. I mean, well, you've been to Lawrenceburg.
Yeah. It's a palace, man.
It's a palace. I mean, it's a palace speedway, you know?
So, I mean, even Kokomo, it's an old speedway, but it's very clean, fan-friendly. It's got nice walkways. You can tell it's painted.
Ankle breaker stones. Paved walkways. I'm not bashing those speedways, but there's a few speedways, man. I wouldn't want to go pee in any of your men's rooms.
Yeah, their bathroom facilities are top notch, just clean and well kept. That's what's going to take to attract sponsorship.
Some facilities are going to have to step it up.
That's right.
If you want corporate sponsors and people to come. I mean, that's one reason why my ex-wife wouldn't go to Williams Grove for years, because they didn't have women's restroom for years.
Yeah.
They had to go to the port. Man, how can you ask a lady to go into a port-a-john?
No.
So that's why my ex-wife never went to Williams Grove. She hated it.
Yeah.
You know? Loved the racing, but she hated it because of that. That's why she wouldn't go.
I wrecked my wife. I took her to Flemington.
Well, I wrecked my first wife that way, too.
Just got totally crudded up, you know. It's like, this is
come down
track racing.
Yeah, we come down from Pocono on a Saturday, went to Pocono for the day, Flemington that Saturday night. Oh, no, put her in turn three.
Ah.
I didn't know. It was like,
oh, no, not turn three, no.
Yeah. Great. You know, we left like halfway through the feature to go home back to the hotel to shower, and she said, you're never taking me there again. You can go. I'm never going.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I proceeded to go many more times after that.
There you go.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, it's just the facilities is what people would die right now if they had to go to, like, remember the old Nazareth Speedway bleachers?
Sure. Yeah. You mean, or lack of bleachers. So you could fall.
Can you imagine trying to send a kid up through them now? Yeah.
No.
There ain't no way a parent would put up with that.
He wouldn't get insurance.
Yeah. He wouldn't get insurance, you know. I mean, it's just some of the things these facilities, you know, a coat of paint ain't going to take, ink isn't what's going to do it, you know. I mean, locally, New Egypt Speedway, they that's pretty fancy.
It is.
Know? That the facade that you come into, the Speedway itself, really cool.
But out in Indiana, all of them are like that.
Yeah, they're all like that. You know, they all got a race car on their sign.
Yeah, right.
You know? Yeah, so it's just me, you know. This is our little rant.
We have ranted here for a few, haven't we?
And I'm sorry, I'm spoiled. I've been to Indiana. I've been to El Duro.
Remember one of the things that you said Burke told you years ago, and he mentioned it to me, too. He said, before I went on my Indiana trip, he says, you're going to be wrecked. And I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wrecked.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I have a lot higher expectation.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, unfortunately, I went to Indiana Speed Weeks, did the whole Speed Weeks thing, came home on a Sunday, went to Brett Hearn's first big show at Middletown, New York.
Is that right?
I was like, man, what a bummer. and then I'm doing my thing in the lot, you know, and the electric fire. They had electric wire fire.
Oh, the electric fire, yeah.
Dude, I mean, I was up there, but, dude, I seen it with my own two eyes, so I know I wasn't that bad. It sparked right in front of us. And I'm like, well, we might as well just finish this because we ain't racing, you know. No offense to Grandview Speedway, but I'm in that infield, and I look up at that pole in the center of Victory Lane, next to Victory Lane. There's wires up there that are probably as old as that speedway's been there.
No doubt.
You know,
Forrest probably put him up there.
Yeah, I mean, probably. But I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not bashing the places. I'm not saying, you know, that's the Whippage is bashing Big Diamond and Grandview. That ain't happening. It's
no.
Just, you go out west, and I don't know what it is. But you know, Lawrenceburg, you got to give them a shout out. The casino money there.
Yeah,
that helped.
Yeah, there is big money right next door.
Right next door. Yeah.
But even some of these smaller tracks like Gas City, there's billboards all over that place. You know, they sell a lot of signage, and to sell signage, you have got to be an upright business and presenting yourself in a good way, so then businesses come in and sell and buy your signage to put up at the racetrack stuff. You know, it's we're wrecked.
Yeah, we're wrecked. I knew it. We're wrecked. You know. You know, look at El Duro. El Duro never had billboards till Tony Stewart bought it. They didn't have a lap. You know why they didn't have a lap counter? Because Earl Ballas didn't want you to leave with five to go. Those are the exact words.
What?
Yeah. Here's my spew. Who in the right mind goes to a race and leaves with five to go anyways? Sit your ass back down and watch the finish.
Oh, I go with some guys that like to leave.
So do I.
You know, it's like, No. Sit down.
Yeah. I hate people who are, I'm in like the end row. I always like to sit at the end. And people in the middle decide, well, five to go, we're leaving. No, you're not. Sit down. You're not leaving past me.
You're ruining my ambiance.
Yeah, you're ruining it. You're in my space, dude. You know? But I don't understand that. People bail out with like five to go. You never know what's going to happen.
Never know.
No. Look at the night Jeff Strunk and Terry Meitzler battled for the race at Grandview Speedway.
Yeah.
Jeff was in the 126 and Terry was in the 81, and it was like a half a Nerf bar.
Yeah.
And they battled.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you'd get up and leave with five to go for that?
Not me.
Yeah, people. You leave with three to go, with Freddie winning the leading the national.
No,
out of your mind. You know.
No.
Oh, speaking of Fritz, we got to give a shout out to Freddie.
We do. Yeah.
Yep. Freddie had his knee scoped. He's still having a tough time getting around. You know, but he's getting better. You know, he's got to get better. The kid's gonna be at Lincoln Saturday.
Yeah.
You know.
But we gotta connect up with him.
Yeah, but we gotta hook up with Freddie so we can give him the Borg Warner. You know, the Borgie Warner.
Borgie Warner.
Yeah, it ain't the Borg Warner, because we can get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
It's the Borgie.
Warner,
Low Down and Dirty, Person of the Year. So, I'll have to get Fritz over here. But, yeah, he's getting around. I mean, the boys are going to race. This is a big weekend for Fritz and Mrs. Raymer.
Yeah.
It's a big weekend for them.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Pushing the young pups.
Yeah, it ain't my husband out there no more.
Oh.
It's my kids.
We're just pushing the young pups out.
Yeah, and like Mrs. Raymer says, you can boo my husband, but don't you dare boo my kids.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah, she's going to be...
Hats off to that lady.
She's going to be rough on people.
She's going to be rough. You don't want to be in Lincoln Speedway bashing any of the Raymers with Mrs. Raymer around, because she's going to beat your ass.
Yeah, or she's going to find somebody that can.
Yeah, no, Mrs. Raymer will beat your ass. You know? Yeah. So,
Whip, we're getting down to it here.
Getting down. Hey, we're headed to Reading this weekend, Saturday, or Friday night.
Yeah,
right?
Friday night. Yeah, take a run over to, taking a run over there. Hopefully, that's a nice
weekend,
little event. Yeah.
Saturday, Lincoln. Weather permitting, I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. And then Sunday, I'm going back home. To Oakdale Mall, where it all started.
Yep. That's
that
nice.
Out there. I like that. I made my night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He remembers the old days.
Yeah. So yeah, go support your local mall shows this weekend, folks.
Yeah, get out there and do that. There's we want to make a point that Randy Stout and Geezer have their beer bash
at the Hanover Inn, right down
Hanover
the road.
Inn, right down the road here. A piece from us, $25 gets you. Beverages and a donation to the teams. I think they have food available that night also.
Door prizes, I heard. Lots of
door prizes galore, they said. So that's going to be a special time. Anytime.
maybe you could win Geezer's Rainbow Fire Suit.
He said that's not going to be available.
Oh, I'd have bid on that.
Yeah. Now he was talking about a dunk tank.
It's going to be It's going to be 15 degrees out. Saturday night.
Yeah.
15 degrees on a Saturday night. 34 on Saturday afternoon with the sunshine. Come on, Fred. Get that track, Red.
They just, you know, he's going to have to do the dunk tank in a wetsuit, you know?
Or inside the bar. Let's go, fabulous Lincoln Speedway.
There you go.
Let's cross.
All righty.
Send us out, Captain. Good job.
Yeah, we had fun tonight. That was a good time.
So is John.
We thank both of those guys for being with us tonight. John Willman, the ultimate underdog. Carl Spoonhour, the promoter at Thunder Mountain Speedway, also thanks out to him. We wish both of those guys good luck this year in all they do. For Whippy, this is Scott Deal, the captain. We're going to say goodnight for another week until next Tuesday. We have no idea what we're doing next week, but we'll figure it out somewhere along the line. Everybody, you guys have a wonderful rest of your week and hope to see you next Tuesday night. Good night.